ESPN Kansas City presents Golf Underground with Kevin Ward and Brian Sullivan.
Sully, you're there.
Jordo.
My long-lost friend. I got friends in the studio. Anytime you go out of town, I got friends in the studio.
I need to get added to the introduction.
I don't know. Jordan, that's a big step.
You're not ready to make that kind of commitment?
Well, I think we got to try you out for a little bit.
He's got some great content for today. Our guest doesn't even know that Jordan's in the studio. So, yeah, he's been great. He's been great. So, right. I'm fired up another one.
Well, listen, we got a great show for you today on the Golf Underground. Welcome to ESPN Radio. We're gonna have a great time today. We got certainly Jordan Wilson. We joke. Jordan Wilson. He's a great friend of the radio program. He's an official. Jordan, we're giving you the official side co-host / producer of the radio program because in 2 weeks we're all going to be together. The three of us heading down to the WGC Classic down there in Austin, Texas. We're going to be interviewing some of the PGA's finest, not only current PGA folks, but also folks who dominated in past years, Champion Tours guys. And we're going to have a blast. I'm looking forward to it. But we got a great program today. We've got Robert Streb in the studio. He's a great PGA professional right from Kansas City. We're blessed and lucky to have him locally. But this program right here, this segment, the first segment, the front nine, is brought to you by Star Drywall. By the way, it's getting a little warmer in Kansas City, but energy efficiency always matters. So if you're sick of your high heating bills, and those cooling bills actually matter, those are going to be coming up soon. Make sure you check out Star Companies KC. So again, we got Robert Streb. Robert Streb, I'm a big fan of him. Certainly, as a local Kansas City PGA professional, someone who's dominating, will dominate. Anytime you win a tournament on the PGA Tour, guess what? You're a damn good golfer. And so, in fact, back in the 2015, he won the McGladrey Classic. Unbelievable. He had 6 top 10 finishes that year. Some of the rounds this guy's throwing in. In fact, he fired a 63 in the 2016 PGA Championship, which was just sick. And so Wardo, Jordo, I know you've gotten a chance to play with this guy. Is he really that good? Come on.
He's pretty darn good. Anybody that's winning out there, and you know what? He's one of the nicest guys as well. So we're pleased to have him on the show, and thanks for taking the time, Robert.
Yeah, thanks for having me, guys. Appreciate it.
So talk through. I know Sully was off a year on when you actually won the McGladrey, but talk through a little bit, your life and kind of upbringing, clearly Kansas State and when you won on tour. Give the audience who does not know you as well a little bit life inside of Robert Streb.
Yeah, I grew up in Oklahoma, Edmond, just outside Oklahoma City, and obviously played college golf at Kansas State, met my wife there. I spent a couple years playing the NGA Hooters Tour, which is, I think, the Swing Thought Tour now, but it was kind of the big mini tour at the time before they had the Latin American Tour, Canada, China, all that fun stuff to get you a card to the web.com. So did that a couple of years. Went to Q School, got to the third stage on my, what was that, second try, I think. And then finished 100th there, which wasn't very good, and managed to play my way on the web.com that year and happened to get my card and been out on the PGA Tour since.
So when you got into the McGladrey, obviously you won there. Was that when you finally realized that you did belong out there? Or when did you finally realize that this is the tour for you and you belong and you're just as good as these guys out here?
Yeah, that was a big help. I finished 126 my rookie year, so the first guy not to keep their card, and had a really good second year, and then came out, playing pretty well in the fall there right before I won. I think I finished like 30th at Safeway and then 10th in Vegas and ended up sneaking my way in a playoff there at the McGladrey and winning. So that was really big confidence boost for me. And, like you say, it made you feel like you could play out there all the time.
How much do you think that 2014 Watson Challenge victory propelled you to winning the McGladrey?
Was Jordan in the field?
I think I was the volunteer chairman for the tournament, so I'd like to say I played a big role in that.
Weren't you the volunteer starter?
Yeah, huge. Obviously, it's always nice to win. That's a nice, really nice event they put on there. You know, all the guys can play in. Tom plays in, which is, I think, for a lot of people, you know, pretty big honor to get to play with that guy and all that he's accomplished.
I got to say, that was a pretty cool event, watching you tear it up on the back nine that last day. I know John Troutman had you pretty nervous out there.
I did not know he could play that well when I teed it up with him, but he's obviously a good player and he can move the ball a little bit. So it was fun getting to play, and it was nice my game showed up there the last nine holes.
Yeah, I know all the fans, including Sully.
Hey, Robert,
what did you see out there, Sully?
Well, no, listen, Wardo, I told you it. In fact, I texted you earlier from a golf course here in Florida. And knowing we were going to interview Robert today, I tried the 10-finger grip. Right? And so, no lie, I tried this thing, like a baseball swing. I pulled the glove off, and I hit about three into the sand dunes, and it was tragic. So Robert, honestly, what is really cool about what you do is you've got an athletic move or grip that people don't have. Why do you use a 10-finger grip? And maybe first explain to maybe the double-digit handicappers what a 10-finger grip is, and why do you do it?
You know, it's almost like a baseball grip, except your thumbs kind of run vertical down the shaft instead of just wrapped around the grip like a baseball bat. So I guess it keeps you a little more connected. But I don't know. I've always done it since I was a kid, and no one ever really made me change it. And a couple times I fiddled around with an overlap or an interlock, I felt like I was going to lose the club. So I must have a lot of grip pressure on that pinky or something.
If Volvic offered you $250,000, would you wear a yellow glove?
After what happened to Bubba, I don't know.
So tell us about more on that 10-finger grip. I'm curious because you recently were down in the Club Pro Guys Learning Center and his awesome state-of-the-art learning center, and you were really working on how helping people learn how to flip it better. And you know, in my teaching days, and I've often seen that a 10-finger grip actually helps people flip it. So talk about your visit to the Club Pro Guy and how that was effective for your career.
That was a pretty amazing honor to get to go into the Learning Center. There's not many people that have been in there. He obviously has tons of new and innovative ways to teach great things, such as flipping it at the bottom of the swing. So, the 10-finger grip probably helps because your hands aren't connected, so you can flip it better under that swim noodle.
How many swim noodles have you had to sign since your big breakout?
Oddly enough, I haven't seen one yet, but there were a lot of them for sale at the Publix today.
These PGA Tour groupies are disappointing.
So disappointing. So disappointing. This is too good. So Robert, dive in a little bit more on a serious note. What's the hardest part about staying out there? Obviously, getting out there is hard. I tried, failed. But how do you stay out there? What the years that you've lost your card or gone back to the web? What's been not clicking? Or talk a little bit about that.
For some reason, I think almost every year, but out here with maybe the exception of one, I've gone through some fairly long ruts of not so grand golf. I'm guessing most guys probably do it. I think the old-fashioned saying is you make 80% of your money and 20% of your events. But it's just, yeah, you get out here and you know, you're really excited and everything, but it's one of those places, unless you're winning all the time, you have to earn your keep every year. And if you're not, if you don't feel like you're at the top of your game or playing well, sometimes it can be a little tough. Feeling like you're going to get back there.
We got to change this trend in 2019. It seems like some of your best golf has been in even numbered years. You had the great 2016, the win in 2014, 2018, won a couple times on the web. So let's get some odd number success.
Yeah, let's get some years in a row would be good.
So what's on your agenda? I know not playing this week, but week off, and then what do you have coming up, and what are you excited about in terms of the courses you got coming up playing?
I think I'm going to do Tampa next week and then do the tournament in the Dominican opposite the match play in San Antonio before the Masters. Been kind of a long stretch. A week off's not the worst thing. And then Tampa's a cool place. It's if you play well there, you get rewarded. You have to hit your golf ball. Obviously, Woodland likes it there quite a bit, but it's a good place. If you're playing well, you get rewarded. And if you're not, it can kind of bogey you to death.
Yeah, those closing stretches, is that a pretty tough stretch down the last couple holes? I know Tiger had a chance to win there. Was that last year?
Yeah. 16 is just a hard tee ball. You have to hang it out over the water. You have to hit a good one. You need to hit the fairway there. 17 is kind of a long par 3 where you need to hit the green. The up and downs aren't very easy. And then 18 is pretty narrow tee ball and kind of a long, skinny green. So it's just a good test. If you're hitting it good, you're going to do well. And if you're not, those last three holes will certainly get your attention.
Got it.
Wow. All right, so Robert, you're down there in Florida, is that right?
Yeah,
and you brought the family. You got the whole crew down there.
Yeah, they usually travel with me, and they wanted to stay and hang out and enjoy the warmth and sunshine and the beach for the week.
Nice. That's awesome. Now, golf wasn't always your gig. You grew up a hockey player, right? And the word on the streets are that you played youth hockey with Sam Bradford. When did you make the switch from being a future NHL professional to aspiring to be one of the main guys on the PGA Tour?
It was probably after ninth grade when I was still like 5'1" or 5'2". The writing was kind of on the wall. I was short and didn't have the wheels, and I played hockey in Oklahoma. I probably wasn't going to get very far. But
it's not exactly a hotbed of hockey talent down there.
No, it's not. No, I really enjoyed it, but as the sports do, they kind of start to run into each other, and you generally have to favor one over the other. Sam, on the other hand, he could pretty much do whatever he wanted. He was good at anything, and he was a good hockey player, but obviously the football worked out pretty well for him.
Yeah, pretty darn well.
No kidding. Hey, Jordan, I'm going to include you on this because you too played hockey, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. About 10 years.
All right. Now, you destroy the ball, and, of course, Robert hits the ball a long way as well. Do you two think that hockey helped the golf swing, whether it's the load, the hips, the shoulder turns, and are there similarities between a slap shot and and the way you maybe drive the ball?
For me, the answer would be no, because I played hockey left-handed, and a slap shot, you're holding the stick about halfway down with one hand, so... I would say hockey was a hindrance for my golf career because letting out your frustrations on a hockey rink is a little bit different than what you got to do on the golf course.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah. How about you,
I never
Robert?
Thought about it that way. I didn't think it hurt, but I didn't meet too many hockey players that faded the ball either. Most of them hit a pretty hard hook.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that there's a lot of similarities in the game, and obviously the kinetic sequencing and the guys that are obviously there's a lot of hockey players that have a lot of power and athleticism. So I've seen a lot of hockey guys that I've worked with. Even our good friend Kami, who was on the show weeks back, he's got quite a bit of speed too. So I think you're on to something here with this, Soli. So why don't you take us to break, Soli, and when we come back, I'm gonna dive into this. I'm going to hear about him, Strebber, putting with a sand wedge and holing miles of putts.
All right, cool. All right, well, listen, hope you're having a great time. We're with Robert Strebber, a great Kansas City golfer, certainly a winner on the PGA Tour, and you are listening to the Golf Underground on ESPN Radio.
You're listening to Golf Underground on ESPN Kansas City, 94.5 FM.
Get a fixed rate in the low threes. No out-of-pocket closing costs, 100% financing, and no payments for 2 months from A1 Mortgage. Call 816-822-8888.
Do you have retirement dreams about perfecting your swing and spending your time on the green? Or maybe you have a bucket list of golf courses you'd like to travel to. Whatever your financial goals are, Mariner Wealth Advisors is your advocate. We take the same care in understanding where you stand today as we do in understanding where you want to be in the future. Then, we help you set a personalized plan to help you achieve your long-term vision. Contact Mariner Wealth Advisors today to start your financial planning journey. Visit MarinerWealthAdvisors.com to find a location near you.
Mariner Wealth Advisors, otherwise known as MWA, is an SEC-registered investment advisor. Registration of an investment advisor does not imply a certain level of skill or training. For additional information about MWA, including fees and services, please contact MWA or refer to the disclosures on our website. Please read the disclosure statement carefully before you invest or send money. This advertisement should not be considered investment advice or a recommendation to buy or sell securities.
Kansas City's home for the worldwide leader, ESPN Kansas City, the Dan Lebatard Show, the Jim Rome Show, and almost entirely sports with Joshua Briscoe. ESPN Kansas City, 1510 AM and 94.5 FM.
Hey, Brian Sullivan here, and I've got a tip for you. You've got to head to Unforked. It's an amazing restaurant. What I like about these guys is they promise to buy and support seasonal, local ingredients first. And I love the fact that they source from smaller, family, GAP-certified, or organic farms, prime-going regions, artists and producers. All I'm getting at is, if you like fresh stuff, Unforked is the place to be. And like they say it, fork or no fork, you can be sure you're getting the highest quality, socially responsible ingredients possible. And not to mention, it's delicious. So whether you're out south or downtown, stop by Unforked for a delicious and healthy meal. Sheridan's Unforked. Honest, clean food.
Your Jayhawks need you this fall. Come out for 7 Saturdays of tailgating on the hill, cheering for the Jayhawks, and giving your Kansas football team a great home field advantage.
Three-step drop, Sitkowski throws a dart, intercepted, picked off by Bryce Tornayton at the 35, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown Kansas.
Season tickets start as low as $155. Get yours today at KUathletics.com/tickets.
Rock Chalk Jayhawk.
Hi, this is Brian Sullivan, co-host of Golf Underground on ESPN Kansas City. Hey, when I'm not bringing my fantastic double-digit handicap to the course, my company, Precise Selling, works with companies to create sales champions. Hey, the best golfers get to the top by having a swing process and a game plan from the time they step on the first tee to the time they finish their putt on 18. Now, at Precise Selling, we teach salespeople how to prepare for each sales call. We give them a process to steal customers from their biggest competitor, sell more to current customers, and negotiate like a pro. So come see me at PreciseSelling.com to learn how we can help turn your team into a team of top sales performers.
Nobody beats our prices at Menards, so you can update your entire bathroom and save big money. Menards has bathroom products from top brands, including American Standard Toilets. The high-performance Titan Toilet has a powerful flush, only $178.99. The Encompass Tall Elongated Toilet features an ever-clean surface and concealed side, making cleaning a breeze. $198.99 during Menards' Think Spring Sale. Nobody beats our prices at Menards. Sale price is good through March 16th.
Save big money at Menards.
Want authentic Neapolitan-style pizza? Try Il Lazzarone, featuring the freshest and most pure ingredients. Il Lazzarone pizza dough is some of the rarest and most traditional in the world. They do pizza the old way. They make it fresh right in front of you. So come check out their margarita and marina pizza. How about pepperoni with honey or their famous crepa? Don't forget about the appetizer, salads, and more. Two great locations, 1628 Frederick in St. Joe or 412 Delaware Street in KC. Il Lazzarone Pizzeria. They're serious about their pizza.
Welcome back. Golf Underground on ESPN Radio. We got my two buddies in the studio.
There's actually three
Kevin
of us in
Ward
here.
Kevin Ward to the left. Well, there's three of you. What do you mean three of you?
Yeah, but it's got another buddy in here, Mr. Jeff Mayer. He wanted to come in and check it out live, so he's loving it.
Oh, jeez, Jeff, listen, get on the microphone for crying out. Pull up a bar stool, right?
He'll chime in here in a little bit.
I'm down in Florida. I've got a Corona to my left, and I know this is becoming a theme now, right? Because last week, you know, I had the English. I had a nice pint next to me. I don't want the listener to think I'm a total hammerhead. I think it's important they also know I'm a hell of a golfer. And so, Wardo, I told you I played today, and
I didn't know what. How'd you do? What was the score?
Well, I don't want to talk about score right now.
Okay.
Strubber's down there. He can probably pop over and give you a quick lesson.
I know.
Although Strubber's you don't need any help flipping it at the bottom. You've got that pat.
No, but listen, Jordo, I was trying your thing, you know, with the right hand, you know, try to really kind of bend that thing up a little bit, you know, and I kept practicing it. And what I learned is that I can still flip it, just take three extra clubs. And when I committed to that, I did okay.
Wardo's the golf instructor here, but he's going to have to take over for you. I do not want my name attached to this anymore.
I know. It's brutal. A guy that doesn't practice.
All right, well, listen. Well, hey, we're having a great program here. We're welcome to Golf Underground. And by the way, the back nine is brought to you by Cowell Insurance Services, a great local company here in town. If you're looking for a workman's comp, these are guys are dedicated to meeting the unique challenges of the insurance industry and assisting employers in reducing their costs. So check them out at 816-214-4070. So fire away there, Wardle.
Yeah, so before the break, we want to hear about the Greenbrier a couple years back. Robert, you had a putter that was compromised during the course of the round, and you had to go to your old trusty 56. And we were just talking during the break that you ended up making five birdies on the back nine, holing miles of putts. Talk to us a little bit about how you were able to do that.
Yeah, compromise is a nice way to put it. it was supposed to land next to my bag, not hit my bag and head fly off. But I pretty well thought my tournament was toast at that point. I wasn't holding very many putts, so I'm trying to ask the rules official and find a way to get another putter, and he was not allowing it. So I guess the 10th hole, I hit one to probably 2 feet, and I crept it over the front edge. I didn't get much of it. and then got to the next hole, made like a 5-footer for birdie, and I was walking off the green, and you know, my caddy's trying to be a nice guy. He's like, hey, you're still in this thing. And I'm like, no, I'm not. Get out of here.
He's trying to get paid.
Chance. Oh, yeah, I guess so. He obviously knew more than I did. Pulled a par putt on the next one, and then made like a 25 or 30 footer on the 13th hole. And at that point, I think Jonathan Bird's just looking at me like, what the hell is going on? kind of wandering around. And by the time I get to, I think 16, you know, words got out, hit one down the fairway, plop one up there to 10 or 12 feet. And, you know, Faraday's yelling at me, hey, you know, if you hold this one, it'll be the longest two-putt I've ever seen. So I knocked that one in and, get over to 17. And I played it pretty well, and I don't know, 15, 18 feet. And I guess the nerves got the better of me and ran one by. Ended up three-putting that one, and then made like a 8, 10-footer downhill slide into the right on 18 to get in the playoff, which was pretty cool, but not entirely sure I could ever do that again.
Now, Robert, you're a funnier guy. I've played with you. You're a funnier guy than you get credit for, and you're pretty reserved out on the golf course. Do you think you would be better served throwing clubs more often and trying to break them?
Maybe, but I don't think my pocketbook would be real served for it.
I mean, the one time you broke a putter on the course,
you got into a playoff.
You about won the thing.
No.
So tell us about the playoff. I heard
you're
sure. I heard in the playoff you didn't get to use your putter, or you didn't even get to use your wedge or anything.
No, they told me I could use a putter because it was technically a new round. So I had one in the locker. I was like, all right, we'll go get it. And ended up missing the green and chipped it on there, and two other guys made birdies, so my day was over. But
I think you should have just rallied and used the wedge. I mean, it's what got you there.
That's what a lot of people said. Maybe I should have listened.
Well, it looks like you didn't even get a chance to use it, but yeah, that's one of my favorite stories. That's pretty impressive just to hit it, make about a buckets and long putts, hole after hole. So walk through a little bit of kind of what your work week looks like out on tour. And I know you're not necessarily a grinder. You like to play, but talk what works for you when you show up to the golf course on a Monday or Tuesday.
Yeah, I like to try to get there sometime on Monday where maybe I can go over and chip and putt or hit a few wedges or something, just to kind of get going. And then Tuesday's usually, if I'm not in the pro-am, a little bit longer day where I'll try to see the whole golf course and, you know, work on some things, trying to get tuned up. And then Wednesday will be a few hours of practice and ready to go on Thursday. When I had all the pro-ams, I never have quite figured out the right formula for that one, because, you know, well, now they have the 9-hole pro-ams at a lot of tournaments, which
you have to be liking those.
I think they're awesome. I mean, you can play 18 if you want. Otherwise, you can play 9, practice a little, and call it a day. I think some of the amateurs like it because they get 2 pros, and they might get a little more out of you because, you know, everybody knows they're only going to be out there for 2.5 hours and then they're done.
Yeah.
Are you a better sport knowing you don't have to watch the same guy hit it 100 times?
Yeah, you know, pro-ams don't generally bother me, but, you know, the 9 holes is nice because sometimes the way the courses are set up or whatever's going on, it can take 5 hours and 20 minutes, something like that, which is pretty long time.
Yeah. So when you're practicing, what are you spending your time most on? Short game?
Yeah, I try to spend a lot of time with the, you know, wedges and putter. You know, sometimes you're not hitting it well and you got to spend a little extra time trying to find something. But, you know, if you're holding a lot of putts and you're getting up and down, you can kind of make up for some lousy shots. So if you can get that short game going right, your long game doesn't have to be perfect.
So I'm putting horribly right now. I just got back from a few days in Scottsdale. If you're not holding any putts, what's the best method on practicing putting? Should I just start using the other end of the putter, or
break it?
Go to the wedge.
Break it. Yeah. What's that old saying? Take 2 weeks off and quit.
Yeah, I like that. There you go, Jordan. There's your putting lesson.
Thanks for nothing.
So Robert, talk to a little bit about, you've obviously had won some money out there. You're a pretty modest guy. What kind of, you know, after you win, what kind of big ticket items, what do you buy?
Jeff's sitting next to you. He could probably tell you. I don't know what I do. I bought a truck.
That's about it.
That's about it. And we just bought a new house. So that's pretty much where all my money's gone.
It only took you 4 years to get a new house after you won.
Well,
yeah, pretty much.
I like that. Well, that's pretty cool. I mean, obviously you've done extremely well out there, and it's just kind of cool for kind of a good life lesson for those that think that it's all about the glamorous stuff, cars and boats and all that. But as you know, it's it all adds up, and it's expensive to be out there on tour. So, kind of with that modest lifestyle, one thing I wanted to touch on, which I think is also, I played in this 2 years ago, I didn't get to play, is your St. Jude charity event here in town. Talk a little bit about how you're giving back in the community and kind of how you're staying in the game in that way.
Yeah, Empower, when they partnered with us a few years ago, they you know, they wanted to help by giving some money to a charity, and St. Jude kind of took it by the reins, and so Empower ended up being the title sponsor, and we threw a golf tournament together, and you know, with everybody in Kansas City helping out, and St. Jude being such a great cause, I think we ended up over the last 3 years a little over $300,000. So it's pretty cool being able to help out all those kids. And you know, the best part about that place is you know, those kids don't ever get a medical bill, and you know, the families aren't upside down from you know, trying to help their kid with something that's not really their fault.
Yeah, that's awesome. Good for you. That's awesome that you're giving back into the community.
Yeah, it's nice, and it's nice to be able to help other people out.
Very cool. Well, with that modest lifestyle, you've got a lot left to donate, give back to St. Jude's. No, that is a cool event that you run. That.
Soli, what do you got for us down there in Florida? You're kind of quiet today.
Yeah. No, I know. We have a little delay here, and so when I speak, about 4 seconds later, I get to hear my my own Frank Sinatra voice, and so I'm just enjoying listening to three of you. You know, I mean, the four of you, should I say?
Exactly.
Robert, so I want to get back to you having to play with the hackers in the these pro-ams, right? What percentage of the guys are really good guys, and what percentage are guys who are trying to maybe they're trying too hard to be cool, and they don't know their place, right? In other words, they start calling you Strebby. They're like buddying up to you, and I mean, at some point, can you just tell them to shut the hell up and let me finish this nice holes, or like, how's that go?
I mean, yeah, you could. Might get a talking to from somebody if you go too far. But most of the guys are great guys. Now, especially the bigger events, you get a lot of CEOs and business guys that have done very well for themselves, and just want to go play with the guys on tour or play the courses when they're in great shape. But most of them are really good guys, just out having fun. Every once in a while you get guys that are there to win and trying really, really hard, and it turns out most of the time they play better when they just don't care and have fun.
That's usually what works for me.
Right. Yeah. All right. Yeah, no, it's true. Well, and, we had Colt Nost on a few weeks ago. We're going to take a commercial break right now, but when we come back, I want to talk a little bit about the non-golf side of the PGA. I think what was really cool that Colt mentioned to us, and I think he's doing a great job with this, is, you play golf, but there's also sort of a PR side to this, right? And even if you don't make a cut, how can you make sure that you're still ingratiating yourself not only to the PGA, but even your sponsors, which is often hard, right? It may be after not playing your best golf over 2 days, understanding that there is another part to being a PGA professional, and that is being a great salesperson, right? And so when we come back, I want to learn a little bit more about how difficult is that to do when your mind is focused on a score. But after those 2 days, boy, maybe you got to switch gears a little bit. I'm always interested in that. So come on back. We're with Robert Strebb, a great PGA golfer from Kansas City, where the Golf Underground is based out of. You're listening to ESPN Radio.
This is Golf Underground on ESPN Kansas City, 94.5 FM.
Spring is near. Come visit Amini's and see the city's largest brand name selection of outdoor furniture. Chat set. Fire pits, outdoor sectionals and sofas, all-weather wicker and outdoor dining in all shapes and sizes. Custom design your furniture and get it all on sale before the heat of summer. Save up to 50% off retail on floor models and see 2019's hottest new styles. It's a huge outdoor furniture sale with prices lower than the internet. Open in Overland Park on Metcalf. This is Amini's.
Hey, Wardo, I'm so sick of my handicap rising, and every year I feel like I'm losing yardage. Do you have a solution for me?
Of course I do. SwingFit is a goal-focused platform that is fitness-based, centered around getting your golf game better. SwingFit will help you become more biomechanically sound in the gym and on the golf course. From the golf perspective, what you're going to see is a series of movement patterns and drills in order to get you better and to help you achieve your goals. You will be introduced to some exercise centered around increasing golf strength and club head speed.
The team at SwingFit is TPI certified, which is the gold standard for those tour players you watch on Sundays. If you want to take the next steps to hitting the ball like them, call 913-269-1300 for more information or go to thegolfstable.com.
Stumped when it comes to feeding a crowd? Schlotzsky's Catering has your back. Their cool cafe sandwiches are bursting with fresh, flavorful ingredients. Or, if you want to warm things up, their oven-baked sandwiches are incredible and served on their famous fresh-from-scratch sourdough buns. And the newest addition to their catering family, sliders, are also great for any occasion, as a full meal or the perfect finger food. Look to Schlotzsky's for all your catering needs. Call 855-DELIVER or order online at schlotzsky's.com today.
Are you ready to focus more on your golf game this year instead of enduring the process of building a brand new home? Look no further than BCI Bowen Custom Homes. They will help you determine the best opportunity for you and your family given your current situation. Do I do a remodel? Do I build the dream house I've always wanted? Your next home might be waiting for you from the many specs and furnished models they have available in Southern Johnson County. Whether you're located in Shawnee or Leawood, Mike McCown and his award-winning team are interested in helping you determine what may be best for you and your family. Again, if you're looking to spend more time on the links and eliminate the stressors of the building remodel process, call BCI Bowen at 913-444-2369 or on the web at bcibowen.com.
Let's drive down, we'll fly down to New Orleans.
Laissez le bon temps rouler. Let the good times roll. That's what we do at Jazz. Papa Vic here to tell you what's happening at your favorite restaurant, Jazz, a Louisiana kitchen. Char broiled oysters, made famous in the heart of the French Quarter. These oysters are southern delights that will satisfy every palate. Flown in weekly from the Gulf right outside good old New Orleans. We douse them with our Jazz spices and grill them in their own shell. Top them with fresh grated Parmesan and Romano cheese, and the taste will send you straight down to Bourbon Street. Like your oysters on a half shell? No one in town sells more oysters than Jazz. And don't forget Topless Thursdays. Whether you order one or 100, they're only a buck and a quarter. Come see us at the original on 39th and State Line, at the Legends in Village West, or our newest location in good old Independence, just east of the Silverstein Eye Center Arena off I-70.
You'll dig all the hot stuff, the spices stuff is hot enough when you chop down that jazz.
Char broiled oysters. Get them only at Jazz.
Welcome back, Golf Underground on ESPN Radio with your boy Sully Wardo, and of course, who's better than our boy Jordo? I wouldn't even call you a fill-in anymore, Jordo. You're legit. I love you. I miss both of you. And Jordo, I'm a little upset now that you said you no longer will attach your name to my golf swing. And I think that's fine because you know what? Wardo has shown me a little bit more love. He's a little more forgiving. I think a better listener, frankly. And so thank you, Wardo, for your patience and love.
I'm an active listener, Sully. You say what you're trying to work on in your game, and I help try to fix it for you. So
I'm not a pro instructor. I like to teach with an iron fist.
You do.
You know what, little
you
guy?
Listen, we're having a great program.
I kind of miss you right now, Sully. So we got to get you back to the indoor lab and come get your test results, make sure everything's good, and let's get that flip fixed. The season is here.
Yeah, maybe there's no penicillin involved in if the test results come back, okay? Maybe there's something you can fix them. All right. Well, listen, we're having a great program with Robert Straub. Again, great PGA professional. Anytime you went on tour, you're something special. So again, Robert, thank you so much for joining us, taking time out of your family trip there. I know that's number one, right? Spending time with family. So we're blessed to have you. Thank you.
Oh, thanks for having me. I appreciate it. This is fun.
All right, good. All right, so before the break, I was talking a little bit about the non-golf side of being part of the PGA. And so when I'm not hacking it around on a golf course for fun, I spend a lot of time with companies' sales teams and their leadership people talking about doing things, communicating with people, essentially the sales side of business. And a lot of folks don't realize that there's a whole other part of being a PGA professional. Now, a good friend of mine, David Putz, he's a big wig over at Zurich Insurance. And, of course, they have Ricky and a lot of the other guys. And he says he talks with a lot of the up-and-comers, the PGA guys, and he sits with them from a business perspective and says, hey, listen, golf is it's a big part of what you're doing, but spend time with your sponsors. Get out, meet people, shake hands. Is that in fact how it should be? And I guess if so, is it that important?
Yeah. I mean, it's a big side of things, especially when you're somebody of like Ricky or Jordan or Tiger's stature, Justin, those guys. They have some huge sponsors, big contracts, and you have to entertain those guys and. Create a good image for your sponsor because, that's what's on your shirt when you're on television. And, it's a big part of it for some guys.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. I'm sure. And do you think many guys get that, or is it do they have to be reminded?
You know, you probably every once in a while lose your temper or whatever, and you know, you'll get a reminder, or maybe you had a bad day, and you know, you do something maybe you shouldn't have, or you know, didn't say hi to somebody you should have, and you know, you get a little reminder here and there. But you know, some guys are very good at it, and you know, good at promoting themselves, selling themselves, and it can be very beneficial.
All right. So if you play poorly, I mean, is it just that hard for you to sit around? I know some guys that we've had on the show just cannot stand doing all the media stuff and all that. But is it just downright impossible sometimes, or just is it kind of a week to week deal depending on how you feel, whether you're playing well or not playing well?
I mean, I only see the media if I'm doing really well. I'm not one of those guys that's under the microscope all the time. But, yeah, it can be a little tough sometimes if, you know, I'm guessing if guys just had a, you know, a tough 18th hole to not win the tournament or any of that stuff, and you're upset and you're having to sit there and try and give a, you know, a good answer for all the questions the reporters want. And it's, yeah, I guess sometimes it can be tough, and some guys are very good at pushing it aside and answering the questions.
Got it.
Yeah.
All right, I'm gonna switch gears right now, Sully, and we are gonna dive into the emergency nine. We're gonna go early with the emergency nine because I want to hear some stories from Robert at the end of the show here. But emergency nine brought to you by Sheridan's Unforked, eating good and feeling good. Here we go. I'm gonna start firing, and then Jordan's gonna pop in too. Best ball striker you've ever played with, other than yourself.
I'm usually not the best ball striker.
Modest.
I think played one time with Boo Weekly when she had it going, and it was really, really impressive.
You know what? That's what Colt Nose said too. We need Boo on the show. Can you get him on the show?
Colt might have a better chance than me, but we could try.
All right, I like it.
Favorite nickname you've been given by your peers, Robert?
I'll take Strebber. That works.
I think I know the answer to this now, but have you considered putting with your sand wedge full time?
No, I'm going to go with that was a one-off, but I've putted poorly enough, I've considered it.
Right there with you. Will Tiger get to Jack's 18 majors?
I hope he does. He's got to knock one of them off first, but he seems to be playing well enough. He'll at least have a chance.
Largest dollar amount won or lost in a game gambling out on the course?
I know this isn't going to compare to anything Colt has, but I've probably won a few hundred and lost a few hundred. I'm not a huge gambler.
Got it. I like it. See, the modest mentality. I like this.
What's your not your dream foursome, but the four you would most prefer to play golf with?
Is it... sitting there trying to think about this, and tour guys, you could probably throw Andre Gonzalez, James Hahn, and Colt Nost, and it would be pretty entertaining.
I forgot about Andre Gonzalez.
Yeah, that guy's pretty
great.
That guy's pretty funny. You got a question, Sully?
No, I'm sitting back. Keep going, baby.
Okay, here we go. Most nervous you've been on the golf course?
Probably across between the four-footer I was trying to make on the first playoff hole at McGladrey to keep going. And I think one time my caddy was laughing at me because we were tied for second in New Orleans, and Faldo sitting there eyeing my golf swing while I'm warming up, and I'm trying not to, like, skank them all over the place.
All right, for our bustling Upstart Golf radio show, who would be the funniest caddy or pro you think we could get on the program that we maybe wouldn't know about off the top of our head?
Well, you already got Colt. I think Joel Damon's caddy's making a pretty good push for really funny, and I always think James Hahn's funny. He's always got a lot of good stories.
Yeah, good. Marked.
We need to get him on the show. What favorite golf course you've ever played?
That's a hard one now. It's probably a tie between Augusta and St. Andrews. Both very different, but got a lot of history and just really cool.
Are you talking about the St. Andrews in Europe or the one here in Overland Park?
Probably the one in OP.
Yeah, right. That's what I thought.
That's
They're not a sponsor yet. We'll get them.
Right. Yeah, let's get them.
All right, hey boys, let's take a commercial break. When we come back, let's wrap up, Robert, with maybe some of your most fun golf memories. So we're gonna let you pray on it for about 3 minutes.
He's got some
good. The funniest thing that ever happened to you on a golf course, with or without the three knuckleheads in that studio right now. All right, come on back. We're with Robert Streb. You're listening to Golf Underground on ESPN Radio.
You're listening to Golf Underground on ESPN Kansas City, 94.5 FM.
The people who care at Superior Automotive in Paola would like to take this special time out to recognize and salute the men and women in uniform who are standing tall for our political and economic freedom around the globe. Let's remember them in our thoughts, prayers, and letters from home. This message is courtesy of your good friends at Superior Automotive at 134 South Silver Street in Paola. They're always working to keep our community moving in a positive direction. That's Superior Automotive, where they're on the air because they care.
You buy new clubs, you read golf magazines, you watch the Golf Academy, and you pound balls on the driving range until your hands bleed, but your score never changes. Well, a true golf simulator from Midwest Golf Simulators in Olathe, Kansas is the answer. Play golf every day in the comfort of your own home. The easy-to-read instant feedback you get after every shot allows you to see what your swing flaws are, which allows you to make the adjustments you need to get your ball to go where you want it to go. So lower your scores and be the player you always thought you could be. Call Dave at Midwest Golf Simulators for more info or a demo at 913-915-4108.
Guys, don't be a hero spending all day Saturday fixing that plumbing problem. Oh man, those trips to the hardware store. Call the plumbing pro. My free time is way too valuable. So when a plumbing disaster strikes, I call the plumbing pro. You get that water bill that confirms that wet spot in your yard is not a spring? Call the plumbing pro. For drain cleaning, replacements, or any plumbing emergency, the one to know is the plumbing pro. Online, theplumbingpro.com. 816-763-8200.
New golf clubs, a big screen TV to watch the U.S. Open, or maybe even a new golf cart that I've got my eye on.
No matter how you choose to spend the savings, if you're looking to put a dent in your monthly heating and cooling bills, the answer may be right over your head. If your attic isn't insulated properly, you're missing out on a prime opportunity to cut costs. Call the certified energy experts at Star Companies, Inc., 816-353-2160, for a free estimate to learn how they can help you save money.
Oh, heck, I'll buy the clubs, put them in my new golf cart, watch the U.S. Open on my big screen. After I play a round of golf.
Better give Star Companies, Inc. a call today to start saving big. That's Star Companies, Inc., 816-353-2160, or visit starcompanieskc.com.
You wouldn't select a driver when you're putting on the green, just like you wouldn't choose a putter to get out of a sand trap. When choosing a club, you want to make sure you have the right tool for the job, and the same goes for selecting a wealth advisor. At Mariner Wealth Advisors, we believe in putting the client first, always. This isn't just our motto, it's our way of doing business and part of our fiduciary standard. Navigating your unique journey takes a partner who is as committed to reaching your financial destination as you are. Visit MarinerWealthAdvisors.com to find a location and an advisor near you, and let us help you navigate your financial future.
Mariner Wealth Advisors, otherwise known as MWA, is an SEC-registered investment advisor. Registration of an investment advisor does not imply a certain level of skill or training. For additional information about MWA, including fees and services, please contact MWA or refer to the disclosures on our website. Please read the disclosure statement carefully before you invest or send money. This advertisement should not be considered investment advice or a recommendation to buy or sell securities.
March Madness is on its way, and it all tips off with Championship Week on Sports Radio 810 WHB. We're your exclusive home of Championship Week, with live coverage from Sprint Center of the Big 12 Championship, plus live championship games from around the country, including the SEC, Pac-12, Big East, and the ACC. And we'll wrap it up with Selection Sunday and our exclusive bracket special, your home for March Madness. Sports Radio 810 WHB.
Welcome back, ESPN Radio. Golf Underground with your boys, Wardo, Sully, and of course, Jordo. And of course, we got friends there in the studio today. Hey, by the way, the 19th hole is brought to you by Midwest Golf Simulators. If you're a hack.
I think we might have lost Sully
there. We lost our buddy Sully, but Midwest Golf Simulators is kind of the sponsor of this segment. And Dave's done a great job. If you need a simulator for your new house, if you want to play Pebble Beach, if you want to play TPC Sawgrass and watch it on TV this weekend, he's your guy. So Robert, we don't have a ton of time, but we want to dive into. I think you've got a Tiger story. I know everybody wants to hear Tiger stories, so I'm sure you get flooded on all those. But tell us a story. Tell us a story about when you did play with Tiger.
Yeah, it was my rookie year in 2013 at the Honda. I was doing all right. I kind of ended up finishing like 18th that week. And I got to play with McDowell on Saturday and him on Sunday, so I was all jacked up. And I remember him coming to the first tee and introducing himself and asking him where we lived. And my rookie year, we lived down here in Florida because my parents had a little place. And he's like, oh, yeah, you live there. And he goes, for taxes, right? And I'm just sitting there going, nah, it's a free place to live. I don't have any money yet. Not quite in your ballpark.
That's pretty good.
0% of nothing, still nothing.
So
yeah.
So talk about a little bit about these guys when you're playing with Tiger in the galleries. I don't think people can appreciate the number of bodies that are in a small area.
Yeah, you know, you see Phil tromping around, and by no means is his crowd small, but you know, when Tiger comes around, it pretty well dwarfs it. You know, last year, I think San Diego, when he was first back, there were just crazy amounts of people. So we're, you know, playing along, and you know, just everybody's there. And when he finishes, you know, they peel out to get to the next hole.
Is there much collateral damage to the rest of the field when there's a guy like Tiger playing well? Is it going to disrupt other groups on the course?
You would much rather be behind him. When you're in front of him, everybody's trying to run up there, get in position, you know, cameras as well. It's just a little tough because normally it's pretty calm. And, you know, when he's around, especially if he's playing well, there's a whole lot of extra hustle and bustle.
Yeah. What, you got any good Wolf Creek stories for us? I know you got a lot of characters out there. You're playing money games out there often. What do you have? Anything fun?
I don't know if I got anything too crazy. But great guys out there, and they usually let me tag along and play. And, you know, I think I enjoy getting to go out and play with them, and I don't think they mind playing with me. So it works out well, and it's just it's a nice place to go out, hang out, practice, and, you know, just hang out with the guys.
Well, I know that all bets are won on the first tee. Would it be true that – definitely at Wolf Creek, they're all very much ones on the first tee.
There's a few guys out there that don't make any poor bets. They're usually leaning in their favor if they can help it.
They probably give you some trouble for not entering all your scores, I'm sure.
Yeah, they're pretty nice to me. They don't stick it to me too bad with the handicap.
You must be a bigger deal than I am, I guess.
Yeah, maybe so. I don't know.
Well, appreciate it. Appreciate your time, Robert. When you're back in town, we might have to. We're going to volunteer you to come back in the studio if you'd be willing to do so. It's been a ball having you on and hearing some great stories from you. And we clearly wish you nothing but the best for the remainder of the season. And let's get out and swing them now that the frozen tundra is melting away here. So,
yeah, that'd be great. Had a great time. I would love to come back.
You got it. Good luck, Robert.
Awesome. All right, thanks, guys.
Robert, have a great time in Florida with your family. It's been awesome to have you. Now, hey, listen, today's show is brought to you by Mariner Wealth Advisors, helping you navigate your financial future. Make sure you invest them. Check them out at marinerwealthadvisors.com. We'll see you next Monday on the Golf Underground on ESPN Radio.